This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, one intelligence agency is urging its colleagues to look for answers in the private sector. Congress looks to establish a program to tackle the cybersecurity talent shortage. And the Defense Department extends a contract for more treatments for COVID-19. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. Commercial services should be first on the list of capabilities Intel analysts look to leverage for geospatial intelligence. That's according to a forthcoming strategy from the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. NGA wants analysts to think about new services available in the private sector before they turn to traditional in-demand government satellites. The new strategy is part of a broader push in the intelligence community to increasingly turn to the rapidly evolving commercial space sector for capabilities. A vendor on the Postal Service's shortlist for a delivery vehicle contract ends its bid protest over the award, Federal News Network's Jory Heckman reports.
The electric vehicle company Workhorse Group is withdrawing its bid protest over USPS's award to Oshkosh Defense. Workhorse withdrew his complaint the day before oral arguments were scheduled before the U.S. Court of Federal Claims. The vendor argued its prototype was unfairly taken out of consideration over an accident caused by a USPS driver. But attorneys for USPS and the Justice Department say Workhorse didn't exhaust its administrative appeals options before filing the bid protest. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
There are only 7 days left to submit ideas or vote on others' ideas for how to improve federal procurement. The Office of Federal Procurement Policy's online forum, called EPIC, will close out this round of feedback on September 22nd. Currently, OFPP Innovates is accepting ideas around 7 concepts, including stewardship of federal procurement, improving the agility and streamlining acquisition using data and technology, and modernizing the acquisition workforce. So far, OFPP Innovates has received more than 100 ideas since it launched this effort in April. Agencies get some help in tackling one of the biggest challenges with implementing the Technology Business Management Framework. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has the details.
With a deadline to use the Technology Business Management Framework by the end of fiscal 2022 to manage IT costs, one area that needed some clarity is around the cost of the IT workforce. The CIO Council's Federal IT Management Community Practice is trying to solve that challenge by crosswalking the National Initiative for Cybersecurity Education, or NICE framework, with TBM. The group says by using the NICE framework, agencies can identify the labor workforce inside and outside of the CIO's office and provide business rules for calculating IT-specific labor costs from total labor costs. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
Lawmakers are looking to set up a new cybersecurity apprenticeship program to address the cyber talent shortfall. Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday has more.
The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency would take on apprentices under a bipartisan amendment submitted for the House Defense Authorization Bill. The idea is to create new pathways for cybersecurity service in the federal government at a time when it's competing with the private sector for scarce digital talent. The amendment would also create a cybersecurity training pilot program at the Department of Veterans Affairs for both veterans and current members of the armed forces transitioning to civilian life. The House is expected to debate the defense bill next week. Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
The Air Force Research Laboratory is beginning construction on a more than 10,000 square foot facility to advance wargaming and simulation for its directed energy and space vehicles directorates. The $6 million lab will include an auditorium with more than 90 workstations for advanced concept experiments that will allow collaboration across the military. The building will be located on Kirtland Air Force Base in New Mexico. The Army is taking further steps to give more civilian oversight to sexual assault cases in the military. Federal News Network's Scott Massioni explains.
The Army established its own civilian office to decide if the military should take legal action on sexual assault or harassment incidents. Each of the military branches are expected to create similar offices in the near future. The change takes power away from individual commanders who previously decided if legal action should take place. The policy stems from an independent review on sexual assault in the military, which found that commanders were not always taking proper steps to charge individuals accused of sex crimes. Scott Massioni, Federal News Network.
A large contract from the Pentagon to purchase more doses of one of the only proven treatments of COVID-19. The Defense Department is awarding two contract modifications worth $3.2 billion to purchase additional doses of monoclonal antibodies. The biggest of the two is going to Regeneron Pharmaceuticals and the other to Eli Lilly and Company. 72% of Veterans Health Administration employees subject to the VA mandate are vaccinated. More on that from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco.
Those employees have until October 8th to either get vaccinated or request a medical or religious exception. Then the disciplinary process will kick in. VA Secretary Dennis McDonough.
That will be a very clear process implemented at the supervisor and local level, the goal of which is to get people vaccinated, provision of education, and so forth. But if at the end of that progressive discipline, they've still chosen to not get vaccinated or get an exemption, they will be separated from federal service.
Nicole Grisco, Federal News Network.
Veterans Affairs is referring a record number of veterans to the community for health care. It sent an average of 550,000 veterans a month to community providers between March and August, and it's spending about $2 billion a month on those services. That's well above the monthly average over the last 3 years and well above the historic average before the Mission Act set specific community care access standards. 1.2 million veterans visited a community care provider in 2014. At least 2.2 million veterans got a community care referral from VA so far this year. More than a quarter of the State Department's buildings overseas are in poor condition, according to the department's own standards. The Government Accountability Office finds more than 400 buildings in poor conditions are facilities that the department considers mission critical. State is spending about $500 million a year on maintenance, but the square footage of its real estate grew by more than 10% between 2015 and 2019. And now it's easier to find government publications going back to the second Grover Cleveland administration. Here's Federal News Network's Tom Temin.
For the curious, historically, the Government Publishing Office has digitized and put online the monthly catalog of U.S. government publications. It lists pretty much everything the government printed between 1895 and 2004. Visitors can find titles, authors, and dates of publications. Highlights include World War II rationing posters and old State Department diplomatic lists. It's one of several indexes GPO has digitized, some dating to late colonial times. Tom Temin, Federal News Network.
You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast and subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts. I'm Eric White.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.